The next word is keep. English word, keep. Russian sentence, ya. Сохраняю. Фотографию. На. Компьютере. Breakdown. Я. Я. Я, I. This is the subject pronoun in the sentence, meaning, I. Сохраняю. Сохраняю. Keep. This is the verb, meaning, to keep, or, to save, in the present tense. The ending, you, you, shows it's in the first person singular form, I. Фотографию. Фотографию. Photograph. This is the direct object of the verb, meaning, photograph. Na. Na. Na, on, at, in. This is a preposition showing location, meaning, on. Computer. 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 This is a noun, the object of the preposition na. Na. Na, meaning, computer. Key concepts. The verb conjugation in Russian can be tricky, as the ending varies depending on the person and tense. The preposition na, na, na is versatile and often used to express location. The word order in Russian sentences can be more flexible than in English. Variations. The verb сохраняйте. Сохранять. Can also be used in other tenses, such as the past tense. Сохранил. Сохранил. Or the future tense. Сохраню. Сохраню. The object of the verb can change depending on what you are keeping. For example, you could say, Я. Сохраняю. File. На. Флешки. I'm keeping the file on the flash drive. Pronunciation. Сохраняю. 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 Фотографию. 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 Компьютере. Computer. Компьютере. Translation. Keep. Сохранять. 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 Photograph. Фотография. 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 Computer. 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 The next word is every. Hash hash every. Sentence. Каждое утро я пью кофе. Breakdown. Каждое. Pronounced. Каждое means every and refers to a singular noun. It's a neuter form of the adjective. Каждое. Pronounced. Каждое. Каждый. Masculine, and каждое. Feminine, are also used depending on the gender of the noun. Утро. Pronounced, утро, means morning. It's a noun, and it's in the nominative case, because it's the subject of the sentence. Я. Pronounced, я, means I. It's a personal pronoun in the nominative case. Пью. Pronounced. Пью means drink. It's a verb in the present tense, first person singular. Кофе. Pronounced. Кофе means coffee. It's a noun, and it's in the accusative case, because it's the direct object of the verb drink. Translation. Every morning I drink coffee. Variations. Каждый день. Pronounced. Каждый день, every day. каждое воскресенье. Pronounced каждое воскресенье, every Sunday. Каждая неделя. Pronounced каждая неделя, every week. Key concept. Remember that the form of каждый changes depending on the gender of the noun it modifies. The next word is question. The word question in Russian is вопрос. Pronounced вопрос. Example sentence. У меня есть вопрос. КВАМ. В. МОЧЕЕТЕМНЕПОМОЧЕЕРИ. Breakdown. У меня есть. У меня есть means I have. Вопрос. Вопрос means question. КВАМ. КВАМ means to you. В. Roman 6 means you. Formal, used when addressing someone you don't know well. Можете. Можете means can. Formal, used with. В. Мне. Мне means me. Помочь. Помочь means help. Translation. I have a question for you. Can you help me? Key concepts. Formal vs. Informal. In Russian, there are formal and informal ways to address people. You would use the formal VERU with a professor or someone you don't know well. With close friends and family, you would use TERU. Word order. Russian word order can be quite flexible, but the subject usually comes before the verb. Pronunciation. Вопрос. Вопрос. В. Roman 6. Можете. Можете. Мне. Мне. Помочь. Помочь. Variations. The word. Вопрос. Can also be used in the plural form. Вопросы. Вопросы, meaning questions. This sentence provides a good example of how to use the word question in a formal context. Remember, practice makes perfect. The next word is during. # during. The English word during translates to во время. Во время in Russian. It is used to indicate that something happens within a specific period of time. Sentence. Я читаю книгу во время поездки на поезде. Я читал книгу во время поездки на поезд. Breakdown. Я. Я, pronoun, nominative case, subject of the sentence читал. Читал, read, verb, past tense, masculine singular книгу. Книгу. Книг, book, noun, accusative case, direct object of the verb во время. Во время. Во время, during, preposition plus noun поездки. Поездки. Поездки, journey, noun, genitive case, object of the preposition на. На. На, on, preposition поездке. Поездке. Поезд, train, noun, prepositional case, object of the preposition. Translation. I was reading a book during the train journey. Key concepts. Prepositions. Во время. Во время, during. На. На, on cases. Accusative case for direct objects КНИГУ. НИГ. Genitive case after prepositions ПОЕЗЕДЕКАИ. ПОЗДКИ. Prepositional case for object of preposition ПОЕЗЕДЕЕ. ПОЗД. Pronunciation. ВО ВРЕМЯ. Vovremya, vovremya. The ya is pronounced like the ya in yard. Chital, chital, chital. Knigu, nig, nigu. Poestki, poestki, poestki. Na, na, na. Poestki, poest, poest. Variations. The preposition vovremya, vovremya, can be replaced with vtechnye, vtechnye, which means during or throughout and implies a longer duration. Vtechnye dnya, vtechnye dnya, during the day. Vovremya uroka, vovremya uroka, during the lesson. Remember, practice makes perfect. Try to use vovremya, vovremya, in different sentences to strengthen your understanding. The next word is always. The word always in Russian is всегда. Всегда. It is an adverb and means all the time or at all times. Here is an example sentence. Она всегда улыбается. Она всегда улыбается. Breakdown. Она. Она. This is the nominative case of the pronoun she. It's pronounced like она. Всегда. Всегда. This is the adverb, always. It's pronounced like visegna. Ulbaitsa. Ulibitsia. This is the present tense third person singular of the verb, to smile. It's pronounced ulibaitsia. This sentence translates to she always smiles. Key concepts. Adverbs in Russian often modify verbs or adjectives. Всегда. Всегда. Can be placed at the beginning or end of a sentence, or even between the subject and the verb. Helpful pronunciation hints. Всегда. Всегда. Colon, the stress is on the second syllable. Всегда. Всегда. Улыбается. Улыбиться. Colon, the stress is on the second syllable. Улыбается. Улыбиться. English to Russian translation. Always. Всегда. Всегда. She. Она. Она. Smiles. Улыбается. Улыбиться. The next word is big. The word big in Russian can be expressed using several words, depending on the context and nuance you want to convey. Here is one example. Он high большой. Человека / high. Breakdown. On. Pronunciation. On. He. Большой. Pronunciation. Большой. Big. Large. Great. Masculine form. Человек. Pronunciation. Человек. Person. Human. This sentence translates to. He is a great person. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Russian adjectives like большой, big, change their ending to agree with the gender of the noun they modify. In this case, человек, person, is masculine, so we use the masculine form of большой. Formal vs. informal. Russian has two forms of you, formal and informal. In this sentence, he is the appropriate form, because we are speaking formally about a person we don't know well. Variations. Ana, hi, Bashaya. Pronunciation. Bashaya, she is big, large, feminine form. Ona, hi, Bashoye. Pronunciation. Balshoy, it is big, large, neuter form. English-Russian word translation. Big. Balshoy. Balshoy. The next word is set. The word, set, can have many meanings in English, and thus has several translations in Russian. Here's an example showing one of these. English sentence. I set the alarm clock for 6:00 a.m. Russian sentence. Я завёл будильники на 6:00 утра. Я завёл будильник на 6:00 утра. Breakdown. Я. I, pronoun, nominative case, pronounced like, я. Завёл. Завёл. Past tense, masculine form of the verb, to wind up, pronounced like, Zavul Beudelirienika. Budilnik. Alarm clock, pronounced like, Budilnikena. Na. Preposition, meaning, on, or, for, in this context, pronounced like, Na, 6:00. Шестной. 6:00, pronounced like, chest, час of утра. Утра. Genitive case of the word, morning, pronounced like, утра. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have grammatical gender, and verbs conjugate differently depending on the gender of the noun they are describing. In this case, the noun beudelirienika. Budilnik. Alarm clock, is masculine, so the past tense verb ZAVЮЛ. ЗАВЮЛ. Is also in the masculine form. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. In this example, the noun УТЕРО. УТРО. Morning, is in the genitive case, because it follows the preposition НА. НА. Variations. Other translations of set, depending on the context, set could be translated as ставить. Ставить. To put, I set the book on the table. Устанавливать. Устанавливать. To establish, we set a new company policy. Настраивать. Настраивать. To tune, the technician set the instruments. Pronunciation hints. The stress in Russian words is usually on the penultimate, second to last, syllable. However, there are some exceptions to this rule, so it's important to check a dictionary or online resource for pronunciation. The letter, your. Your. Is pronounced like the yo in yo-yo. The letter yeru is pronounced like the e in feel. English translation of word and pronunciation. Set. Zavul. Zavul. The next word is small. The word small in Russian is маленький. Маленький. Which is an adjective meaning, small, or, little. It's used to describe something that is of a small size, or quantity. Let's see it in a sentence. У меня есть маленькая собачка. У меня есть маленькая собачка. I have a small dog. Here's a breakdown. У. You. Preposition, at, or, with, here indicating possession, pronounced like, who. меня. Меня. Pronoun me, pronounced like меня. Ест. Est. Verb, to be, or, to have, pronounced like, ест. Маленькая. Мелкая. Adjective, small, pronounced like, мелкая. Собачка. Собачка. Noun, dog, pronounced like, собачка. Key concept, the adjective. Маленький. Мелкий. Agrees in gender with the noun it modifies. Here, the noun. Собачка. Собачка. Is feminine, so we use the feminine form of the adjective. Маленькая. Мелкая. Other forms of the adjective. Маленький. Мелкий. Masculine. Маленькая. Мелкая. Feminine. Маленькая. Мелкой. Neuter. Pronunciation guide. Маленький. Мелкий. Собачка. Собачка. You. Меня. Меня. Ест. Est. The next word is study. Я. Я. Учусь. Учусь. Это вали девит. В. В. Университете. Университет. Breakdown. Я. Я. I, pronoun, nominative case, always the same in Russian, pronounced, Я-учу-с-ери. Учусь-летов-а-бедевит. I am studying, verb, present tense, first person singular, pronounced, учусь-ве. Ви. In, preposition, pronounced, ви-у-не-ве-е-ре-си-те-е-те-е. Университет. University, noun, prepositional case, used with the preposition, ве, pronounced, университет. Key concept. The verb учитеяриесья. Учитеяриесья. To study is conjugated in the present tense with the ending усьери. For the first person singular. Translation. I am studying at the university. English. Study. Учиться. Учитеяриесья. Pronounced. Учиться. The next word is follow. The word follow in Russian is следовать. Pronounced следовать. Sentence. Он следовал за ней по улице. Pronounced он следовал за ней по улице. Breakdown. Он. Pronounced он he следовал. Pronounced следовал past tense masculine singular form of the verb. To follow. За. Pronounced. За. Preposition meaning after or behind. Ней. Pronounced. Ней. Her. Dative case of the pronoun. Она. Pronounced. Она. She. По. Pronounced. По. Preposition meaning along. Улицы. Pronounced. Улицы. Street, dative case of the noun. Улица. Pronounced, улица, street. Meaning. He followed her along the street. Variations. The verb. Sedovat. Pronounced Sedovat can also be used in the present tense. Sedujet. Pronounced Sedujet, infinitive. Sedovat. Pronounced Sedovat, and other tenses. The preposition za. Pronounced za can be used with other verbs to indicate following or pursuing something or someone. Helpful hints. The stress in the word sedovat. Pronounced sedovat falls on the second syllable. The letter ye in sedovat. Pronounced sedovat is pronounced as a as opposed to e in the English word follow. The letter o in sedovat. Pronounced sedovat is pronounced as r as opposed to o in the English word follow. Translation. Follow sedovat. Pronounced sedovat. The next word is on. The word on can be translated in Russian in several ways depending on the context. Nah, this is the most common translation of on and is used for both literal and figurative meanings. Example sentence. Книга лежит на столе. Книга лежит на столе. Книга. Книга, book, pronounced книга. Лежит. Лежит, lies, pronounced лежит. На, on, pronounced на. Столе. Стол, table, pronounced столе. Translation. The book lies on the table. Other common translations of on include or. Oh, this is used for talking about topics or subjects. Example. Я хочу поговорить о погоде. Я хочу поговорить о погоде. I want to talk about the weather. V. This is used for being inside something, especially for transportation. Example. Я еду на машине. Я еду на машине. I am riding in a car. По. По. This is used for movement across a surface. Example. Я иду по улице. Я иду по улице. I am walking down the street. Key concepts. Prepositions. In Russian, prepositions like на, о, в, and по are very important for understanding the meaning of a sentence. Case endings. In Russian, nouns change their endings depending on the preposition used. For example, стол. Стол becomes столе. Стол, when used with the preposition на. На. Pronunciation. Pay attention to the stress in words. In the example sentence, the stress is on the second syllable of лежит. Лежит. На. На, and столе. Стол. English, on Russian. На. На. The next word is begin. The word begin in English translates to начинать. Начинать, in Russian. Here's an example sentence. Он начал писать письмо своей маме. Он начал писать письмо своей маме. Let's break this down. On, he, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, pronounced like, own. Начал, began, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronunciation is, начал. Писать, to write, verb, infinitive, pronounced, Pisat. Pismo. Pismo, letter, noun, neuter, pronounced, pismo. Svoe. Svoe, his or her, possessive adjective, feminine singular, pronounced, svoi. Mammy. Mame, mom slash mother, noun, feminine, dative case, pronounced, mommy. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change form based on tense, person, and number. The verb. Начинать. Начинать, in the past tense takes the form. Начал. Начал, for the masculine singular. Noun cases. Russian nouns have six cases. The case of a noun determines its function in a sentence. In the sentence above, mammy. Mame is in the dative case because it is the indirect object of the verb. Pisat. Pisat. Variations. The verb. Начинать. Начинать can also be used in the present tense. Начинает. Начинает, he slash she begins, or future tense. Начнет. Начнет, he slash she will begin. The word. Начало. Начало is the neuter singular noun form of. Начинает. Начинает, and means beginning. Pronunciation tips. The stress in Russian words is always on a specific syllable. For example, the stress in начинать. Начинать falls on the second syllable, начинать. Pay attention to the soft sign. Мяк is нак. At the end of words like письмо, письмо, and начал, начал, it signifies a softening of the preceding consonant. English-Russian translation. Begin. Начинать. Начинать. The next word is important. This is an important. Важный. Pronounced важный, topic for our discussion today. The word. Важный. Is an adjective meaning important. It's in the masculine form, but it can be changed to feminine. Важное. Pronounced важное, or neuter. Важное. Pronounced важное, depending on the gender of the noun it modifies. For example, you would say важный вопрос, важный вопрос, important question, or важная книга. Pronounced важная книга, important book. In this sentence, важный is used as a predicate adjective, describing the noun. Тема. Pronounced тема, topic, which is the subject of the sentence. English, important Russian. Важный. Pronounced важный. The next word is since. The word since in English can be used in a few different ways, but in this example, we'll focus on its use as a preposition indicating a point in time. Here is a sentence using since as a preposition indicating a point in time in Russian. С тех пор, как я уехал из РСФСР, моя жизнь изменилась. С тех пор, как я уехал из России, моя жизнь сильно изменилась. Breakdown. С тех пор, как. С тех пор, как. This is the phrase that means since in Russian. It is a common way to express this idea. S means from. Тех. Тех means those. Пор. Пор means times, and как. Как means as or since. The whole phrase literally translates to, from those times as, but in English we use the simpler, since. I, pronoun, subject. Ich, youthful. Left, departed, past tense verb. Is. Is. From, preposition. Russi. Rossi. Russia, noun. Moje. Moje. My, possessive adjective. Jizn. Jizn. Life, noun. Sina. Silno. Strongly, adverb. Isminilas. Isminilas. Changed, past tense verb. Translation. Since I left Russia, my life has changed a lot. Pronunciation. S. S. Like, S. In, sun. Tich. Tech. Take, like, tech, in, technology. Poor. Poor. Poor, like, poor, in, poor water. Cack. Cack. Cack, like, cat, in, cat. Yah. Yah. Ya, like, ya, in, yacht. Yich. Youthful. Uyekal, like, u, in, food, followed by, ye, in, yes, followed by, kal, in, call. Is. Is. Ease, like, ease, in, ease of mind. Rossi. Rossi. Rossi, e, like, Ross, in, Rossgeller, followed by, e, in, c. Moje. Moje. Moje, like, moj, in, boy, followed by, ja, in, yacht. Jizn. Jizn. Jizn, like, jiz, in, jiz, followed by, n, in, noon. Sina. Silno. Sil, no, like, sil, in, window sil, followed by, no, in, no. Isminilas. Isminilas. Ismenilas, like, is, in, pizza, followed by, men, in, men, followed by, e, in, c, followed by, las, in, glass. Key concepts. Prepositions of time. These are words like, since, for, during, until, that describe when something happened. Word order. Russian word order is more flexible than English. However, the subject generally comes before the verb. Remember, the key to understanding Russian is to learn how the words work together to create meaning. This sentence shows how the preposition stichpor, kak, estekpor, kak, can be used to indicate a point in time. You can practice this by creating other sentences with different subjects and verbs. The next word is run. The word run in English is a very versatile word. It can be used as a verb, noun, or even an adjective. In the following Russian sentence, we will use the verb form of run in the present tense. Я бегу. Breakdown. Я. Means, I, in Russian, and is the subject of this sentence. The, ya, is pronounced like, ya, but the, is very short. Бегу. Бегу. Is the present tense, first person singular conjugation of the verb, to run, which is Бежать. In Russian, the E at the end of бегу is pronounced more like A. This sentence means, I am running. Here are some other ways to use run in Russian. Бежать. Бежать. To run, infinitive. Бежал. Бежал. Run, past tense, masculine. Бежала. Бежала. Run, past tense, feminine. Бежали. Бежали. Run, past tense, plural. English. Run slash R turned VN slash Russian. Бежать. Бежать. Slash B mod J small cap I stress E T slash. The next word is under. The English word, under, can be translated into Russian in a few ways, depending on the context. Here is a sentence with the word. Pod. Pronounced pod, meaning, under, in the context of location. Книга лежит под столом. Breakdown. Книга. Pronounced. Книга. Book, feminine noun. Лежит. Pronounced. Лежит. Lies, present tense, third person singular of the verb. Лежать. Pronounced. Лежать. To lie. Put. Pronounced. Pod. Under, preposition. Столом. Pronounced. Столом. Table, instrumental case of the noun. Стол. Pronounced. Стол. Table. Translation. The book lies under the table. Key concept. The preposition. Put. Pronounced. Pod. Is used to indicate something is located beneath something else. Variations. Put. Pronounced. Pod. Can also be used to express something that is less than a certain amount, for example. Цена под 100 рублей. Pronounced. Цена под 100 рублей. The price is under 100 rubles. Pronunciation guide. К. Pronounced K. N. Pronounced N. I. Pronounced I. G. Pronounced G. A. Pronounced L. Pronounced L. Yeah. Pronounced Y. Yeah. Pronounced Z H. I. Pronounced I. T. Pronounced T. S. Pronounced S. O. Pronounced O. L. Pronounced L. O. Pronounced O. M. Pronounced M. English translation. Under, under Russian translation. Pod. Pod. The next word is turn. The word, turn, has many meanings in English, and thus can be translated into Russian in many ways. Here is an example of one way to translate, turn, in Russian. Sentence. The sun turned red as it set. Russian. Солнце покраснело, когда садилось. Breakdown. Солнце. This is the noun, sun, pronounced. Солнце. Покраснело. This is the past tense of the verb, to turn red, pronounced. Покраснело. Когда. This is the conjunction, when, pronounced. Когда. Садилось. This is the past tense of the verb, to set, pronounced. Садилось. Important concepts. The sentence demonstrates the use of the past tense in Russian. Notice that both verbs, turned red, and set, are in the past tense. The word order in this sentence is typical of Russian, where the subject comes before the verb, and the object comes after the verb. Key concept. There is no direct translation for turn in Russian. You must consider the context of the sentence to determine the appropriate Russian verb. Word translations and pronunciations. Turn. Повернуть. Повернуть. Red. Красный. Красный. Set. Заходить. Заходить. The next word is few. The word few in English can be tricky because it has two meanings in Russian, depending on whether it's used with countable or uncountable nouns. Here's an example using few with a countable noun. English. There are a few students in the class today. Russian. Сегодня на уроке несколько студентов. Breakdown. Сегодня. Сегодня, today. На, on, indicates location. Уроки. Уроки, in the lesson, in the class. Несколько. Несколько, few, countable noun, a few. Студентов. Student of, students, plural, masculine. Key concept. The word. Несколько. Несколько is used for countable nouns, such as students, books, or apples. We can also say мало. Мало, which means few as well, but мало. Мало is used with uncountable nouns. Pronunciation. Remember to pronounce несколько. Несколько, with a slight emphasis on the second syllable, скол. English. Few Russian. Несколько. Несколько. The next word is bring. The word bring in Russian is принести. Принести. The sentence is пожалуйста, принесите мне чашку кофе. Пожалуйста, принесите мне чашку кофе. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста means please and is pronounced like пожалуйста. Принести. Принести is the imperative form of the verb. Приносить. Приносить meaning to bring and is pronounced like принести. Мне. Ни means me and is pronounced like мне. Чашку. Чашку means cup and is pronounced like чашку. Кофе. Кофе means coffee and is pronounced like кофе. English translation. Please bring me a cup of coffee. Key concepts. The verb. Принести. Принести is an irregular verb, so it's important to memorize its forms. The imperative form of a verb is used to give a command or request. The word order in Russian is typically subject-verb-object, but in this sentence, the object чашку кофе precedes the verb принести because it is emphasized. Variations. The verb принести. Принести can also be used in other contexts, such as я принесла тебе подарок. Я принесла тебе подарок, I brought you a gift. Он принесет нам книги. Он принесет нам книги, he will bring us books. Pronunciation. Принести. 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 Пожалуйста. 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 Мне. Ни. Мне. Чашку. 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 Кофе. 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 English and Russian translation. Bring. Принести. Primesty. The next word is early. Hash hash. Om Prishodhana Uttaram. Breakdown. On. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Pronounced like, own. Prishol. Came, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Pronounced like, Prishol. Rana. Early, adverb. Pronounced like, Rano. Uttaram. In the morning, prepositional case of. Utra. Morning. Pronounced like, Utram. Meaning, he came early in the morning. Key concept. The Russian language uses cases to indicate the function of a noun or pronoun in a sentence. In this case, Rana is an adverb and does not change its form based on case. The word Utram is in the prepositional case because it is preceded by the preposition in. Variations. Rana can also be used as an adjective meaning early. For example, Ranni poist, an early train. Prishol is the masculine singular form of the verb. The feminine singular form would be Prishla. Pronounced Prishla, and the plural form would be Prishli. Pronounced Prishli. English to Russian. Early. Rana. Rano, in the morning. Utram. Utram. The next word is hand. The word hand in Russian is ruka. Pronounced ruka. It is a feminine noun, so it will have different endings depending on the case and number. For example, in the plural, it would be ruki. Pronounced ruki. Here is an example sentence. Umenya veruka ye kaenige a. Umenya veruki kniga. Pronounced umenya veruki kaeniga. Breakdown. U. Pronounced u is a preposition meaning at or with and is used here to indicate location. Minya. Pronounced miya means me and is used as the object of the preposition. Pronounced v means in and is used as a preposition. Rukie. Pronounced ruki means hand and is in the prepositional case. Kniga. Pronounced kniga means book and is in the nominative case. Translation. I have a book in my hand. Key concept. The prepositional case is used to show location or direction. It is one of the six cases in Russian. It is formed by adding the ending ye to most nouns. Word and pronunciation. Hand. Ruka. Pronounced ruka, book. Kniga. Pronounced kniga. The next word is with. The English word, with, can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here is an example sentence using the preposition. S. Pronounced S, which translates to, with, when it refers to accompaniment. Sentence. Я иду в магазин с другом. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced ya means I. Idu. Pronounced idu means go, present tense. V. Pronounced v means to or into. Magazine. Pronounced magazine means store. S. Pronounced s means with. Drugam. Pronounced drugam means friend, masculine. Translation. I am going to the store with a friend. Key concepts. The preposition s is used when referring to accompaniment or something being done alongside something else. The word order in Russian is flexible, but the preposition s typically comes before the noun it modifies. Variations. Other prepositions can be used to translate with, depending on context, such as or with something like a tool or method, with something like a vehicle or surface, and with a particular characteristic. Pronunciation guide. S. Pronounced S. Yeah. Pronounced ya. Idu. Pronounced idu. Pronounced V. Magazine. Pronounced magazine. Drugum. Pronounced drugum. English to Russian. With S. The next word is state. The word state can have several meanings in Russian, depending on the context. Here is a sentence using one of the meanings. Sentence. Он заявил, что Россия является независимым государством. Breakdown. Он is the pronoun. Он. He, and is in the nominative case. This is a masculine pronoun, so it will always have the same form in the nominative case. Заявил is the verb. Заявлять. To declare, in the past tense, masculine singular form. This verb is irregular. The past tense is formed by changing the infinitive ending. Temyak is nak. To. L. Which then takes the appropriate gender and number ending. You need to memorize this verb. Что. Is the conjunction. Что. That, which introduces a subordinate clause. It is similar to that in English. Россия is the proper noun. Россия. Russia, in the nominative case. Remember, the nominative case is used when the noun is the subject of the sentence. Являться is the verb. Являться. To be, in the present tense, third person singular form. It is irregular, and you will need to memorize it. Независимым is the adjective. Независимый. Independent, in the instrumental case, masculine singular form. In the instrumental case, adjectives ending in ый. Change to Государством is the noun. Государство. State, in the instrumental case, neuter singular form. You can also use the word страна. Country. The instrumental case is used to show by what means or instrument something is done. Is the period marking the end of the sentence. English translation. He declared that Russia is an independent state. Pronunciation guide. Он. Он. Заявил. Заявил. Что. Chto. Россия. Россия. Является. Является. Независимым. Независимым. Государством. Государством. Key concepts. The instrumental case is used to show by what means or instrument something is done. It can be a bit tricky, since it uses different endings based on the gender and number of the noun or adjective. Adjectives change form in the instrumental case. There are multiple words to translate the word state. Variations. You can also use the word страна. Country, in place of государство. State. The sentence can be made more formal by using a different verb like утверждать. To assert, or констатировать. To state. English word. State Russian word. Государство. Pronunciation. Государство. The next word is move. The word. Перемешать. Pronounced. Перемешать. Means, to move, or, to relocate. It is a verb in the infinitive form. Let's build a simple sentence. Subject. The student estudiante. Student. Pronounced. Student. Verb. Moves перемещаете. Перемешает. Pronounced. Перемешает. Object. The book книгу. Книгу. Pronounced. Книгу. Full sentence. Студент перемешает книгу. Pronounced. Student перемешает книгу. Translation. The student moves the book. Breakdown. The verb. Перемешать. Перемешать. Is in the present tense, third person singular form, which is used when the subject is singular, and the action is happening now. Variations. The past tense is перемістил. Перемістил. For masculine, перемістила. Перемістила. For feminine, and перемістила. Перемістило. For neuter, the future tense is перемістит. Перемістит. For masculine, перемістит. Перемістит. For feminine, and перемістит. Перемістит. For neuter. English, move. Перемешать. Перемешать.